All right, we got a real special guest today, director, photographer, one of the most talented people that I know, longtime friend and confidant, Cian De Niro. Let's go.
Elevate your mind. Expand your thinking.
And so, my fellow Americans,
it's the E Squared Podcast.
Rolling, we're live. Yep. All right, Cian De Niro, what's good, man?
What's up, man?
Thanks for coming.
No problem.
How you doing, bro?
Thanks for inviting me, man.
Yes, sir. I had to have you. You know, I've been going through like my list of people that I want to have on here, so I had to get you on here. We had a long history.
Yeah.
Working together.
No, for real.
Being friends first, but you know, we've done a lot in the past. What, five?
Dang, I've known you for like 10 plus.
Yeah, I mean, we went to high school together.
Yeah.
Longer than 10.
For sure.
Damn near 15 years now.
Yeah.
But we kind of reconnected after, once we kind of got into the same lane, you know?
Yeah.
So what you been up to, man?
Man, I just been, you know, unlearning a lot of stuff, man, and just trying to break bad habits. That's mm-hmm. been my focus.
Like what?
Simple things as far as, like, getting up early
mm-hmm.
and, you know.
Is that important, though?
I think so. Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. Because
I'm not a morning person.
I mean, everybody's different too, though. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Everybody moves different.
Yeah.
But I just think, and that takes, you got to know yourself, you know what I mean? But I just think for me, I feel like I capitalize on the day. I get more time, you know, especially when you're effective and efficient, you know, and that's what I'm working on. That's another habit, just my time.
Yeah.
And being like, all right, I'm going to be here. I'm going to do this. Boom. Mm-hmm. Go on to that next task. That's what I'd be struggling with, you know what I mean?
Does that have to do with, what is that called? The circadian rhythm? Is that what that is?
Is that what that is called?
Yeah, when you're up with the sun and you sleep with the moon.
Oh, yeah, somebody just was saying something.
Is that the word?
But I don't know. I'm not familiar, and I need to get familiar.
I understand what you're saying by waking up early. I do feel more, I feel, when I'm up early, I do feel, like, more energy.
Yeah.
You know, when I wake up at noon or 1, I'm kind of just lagging it all day. And then
it's definitely different, for sure.
Yeah.
And also, that to correlate with that is the food, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm learning to stop eating bad foods, you know?
You're vegan, right?
I'm not vegan, but I basically eat like one. I'm plant-based, bro. That's what it is. It's plant-based.
Okay.
You know
so
what
what's
I mean?
The difference between plant-based and vegan?
No, that's what they are. I'm just saying. Like, for example, I might eat, like, I've been eating salmon, like, once every month.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I like fish, man. I like fish. So that was one that's kind of hard to get over as mm-hmm. far as being labeled a vegan.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely eat like one, for sure. For sure.
You just eat what you want, though, when you want. You're just more aware of what you're intaking?
Yeah.
Do you feel a little bit. Do you feel tired now
Nah, man. Actually, I've tried to pay attention more to that now. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And I don't feel tired. Like, I can get up fast. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's what I'm saying. Even being able to get up and not being groggy.
Yeah.
And that's why I stopped the smoking. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Not stopped it. I just slowed down the intake.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, because I had this conversation with my friend. And he was like, I guess 50 Cent, I dropped a book or something, or a
mm-hmm.
podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And, or maybe a book. We just had a convo. He was like, man, stop smoking. So he was like, all right, we're going to stop smoking for 30 days. You know what I mean? Just to retouch back to that sobriety. You know what I'm saying? Just focus. If you can get stuff done like that and not be dependent on it,
mm-hmm.
that's what it was. I was dependent on it for sure. I mean, I still got some dependencies on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It helped me focus. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, there's ups and downs to everything, but it's just what's the word called? When you just do things in moderation.
Yeah. Exactly.
Moderation.
Moderation. Yeah. And that's what I'm learning. It's like, you know, like the food thing.
Mm-hmm.
Moderation. If you ain't had no sweets in a long time because of your normal routine and your body is like flushing it out, it's okay to have, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm learning because I'm trying to get out of those habits. I need to be able to be fully in the good habit.
What sparked you to, how long you been plant-based now?
Man, maybe like, I'm going on like 4 years of like with that process and mentality mindset.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But my last maybe year, I'm probably like I'm eating vegetables. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you know what has so much to do with it too, in my experience, is the lifestyle. Because I went, or whatever lifestyle you're living, because I went pescatarian for a year and a half.
That was one of the first things I did too.
Yeah, I went pescatarian, and it was good, but it was also tough to really replenish my body and keep my body full, because you're not gonna get fish everywhere. And when you're on the move and groove,
right.
You know, when you're moving and grooving, you're working two jobs, or
right.
You know, you're really busy, you're on the go. It's hard to get a quality meal.
No, that's what I'm struggling with now.
Unless you can meal prep and you can do all that, but
that's the goal.
I didn't take. I was like, I'm not doing all that shit. You know, so, I would just go to, I would go get some French fries and call it a day.
I am that person, right? Yeah. So that's another bad habit that I had to.
Yeah, we're sipping wine too, by the way.
Yeah.
Keeping it classy on the E Square podcast.
That was another thing I had to do. Is like, I had to stop eating the fries. I love fries, bro. Mm. Like, and I'm like, I just had to. Really cut out. Like, my problem is I don't really like cooking. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't like washing dishes. I don't like that.
Well, that's
part.
Separate from cooking.
No, man. No.
No, it's all together.
All
no,
process,
I feel you.
Bro.
But you
that's
would cook.
All one process.
You would cook more if you didn't have to do the dishes.
Right.
I actually have an invention right. that reminds me. Yeah.
Where can we drop the bomb on it?
Yeah, we can drop the bomb. We can drop the bomb, man. I'm not one of them people like, oh, people are gonna steal my idea.
I mean,
like,
hey, but
if somebody steals my idea and they have the resources to make it happen, all power to them. Because I sure didn't, you know.
I feel it.
But I'm not gonna be selfish with my ideas unless I really feel like I can do it.
Because you got abundance of ideas.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm not worried about it. But what it is, it's like you cook, you do it, you cook. Yeah, you set the table. You don't even set the table.
Yeah.
It's a table with the dishwasher, like, in it, right? And the plates just flip out from the table. And when you're ready, you just turn, hit the button. It's some futuristic shit.
Yeah.
But you hit the button, and the silverware and the plates and stuff come out. And then when you're done with it, they kind of just, like, go back into the table, and then they get washed in the table, like, underneath the table kind of deal.
Okay,
you know? So, but it's quiet, it's hidden.
So it would have, like, a big base. It would be a big...
Yeah, it would be a base, but it would be... It would eliminate you doing dishes.
Yeah, nah.
I mean, I hand wash my dishes, so it would have to be some like, real scrub-a-dub-dub
in
that bitch, but... Yeah, but...
Yeah, for sure.
But anyways, back to what we was talking about.
What was we talking
cooking.
About? Cooking. Oh yeah. I hate cooking, man. I don't really hate it. I just don't like to do it.
Yeah.
Right. So I like meals that's like 10 to 20 minutes being mm-hmm. able to make.
Mm-hmm.
Like if and I, that's why lately I've been eating vegetables. Like because mm-hmm. vegetables are just like mm-hmm. just chop them up and you can just grill them, heat them, steam them. You know?
No, yeah, you're right.
And with an easy base like a rice or something. Mm-hmm. The only thing is the quinoa. I take a long time. I eat quinoa, but.
Yeah.
But other than that, I like quick foods, man.
I know,
and that's my problem. I'm trying to get away from convenience. You feel me?
It's like I lived, I think, the last 2 or 3 years of my life off of frozen burritos.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was on that wave for
and
sure.
When I'm feeling fancy, I'll go to Roberto's and get me a breakfast burrito. You know?
Facts. Man. No, I was doing all that, bro. I'm still, that's a journey, bro. I was just telling somebody, like multiple people, man, when you discipline with the food, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it makes so much. It's,
come on,
yeah,
man.
So much.
You
of a difference.
Different person.
Yeah, 100%.
Discipline with your food. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
another thing too is, you know, they say Americans are all fat.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And a lot of it, we do have an obesity problem in this country. That's there's no secret to that.
Yeah.
But it shows us that we eat out of gluttony and not out of necessity.
Yeah.
You know.
And conveniency.
And convenience,
you know
yeah,
saying?
It's just so available,
yeah.
You know, but it's also gluttony. We also just want to eat for taste and presentation
facts.
And all the bullshit
facts.
Goes around it. And I can appreciate a great meal, you know, but when we do it, you know, it's just like, yo, you got to eat for fuel. Think of it as fuel.
Right,
know?
Exactly. And that's, like I said, I'm going through that little phase right now, understanding, bro, you don't need to just... You know, eat for taste. You know what I mean? I'm in it though, cause I like.
Oh yeah, I mean
stuff
we're human.
Tastes good.
Yeah.
You know, trying these new things, it just be like so out of the box that you just mm-hmm. be like, I'm gonna go back to what I'm used to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
if you can discipline.
It's
what
so
you
much.
Put
it's
in
so,
your
it
body.
So much discipline.
Yeah, it does. It does.
I literally went from being a pescatarian for a year and a half with no intention. I'm going back to eating meat.
Yeah.
And then there was a little dinner party. Not a dinner party, but it was a special event. I forgot what it was, but, man, it was steak and fish. And
you just ate it?
And I was just like, you know what?
So how long was it before you did that, made that decision?
It was a year and a half I was a pescatarian. And then that, I had no intentions going in there, like, thinking about steak or
right.
meat or anything.
And then you just made the decision while you was there?
And I was like, that steak looks good, man.
No way, bro.
And I just took it down. And then what's crazy is I went from one extreme to the other, and I started going in and out for breakfast. I started having a steak every night. You know, I was going ham.
You flipped the script.
I felt like I deserved it. I gave my body a break for however long.
See, that's where I'm at. Like, I don't have the need to eat a steak. Now, when I see a steak, I absolutely think, look, this is probably not the best thing, but my mind get to judging a little bit. Be like, ugh, that's nasty. Like, you know what I mean?
Well,
but like chickens, I've seen some chickens where it's just like, dang. Okay, that's what that used to.
Yeah, it's also knowing where your food came from.
Too, yeah, bro,
you know, that's a big part of it.
Hey, that's probably the whole. That's a whole deep conversation.
Yeah,
man.
If you met your food before.
Yeah.
And you know it's been treated right.
Right.
And you know it's been killed the right way.
But do we? No.
Well, the only way to know that pretty much is to do it yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know It's such a beautiful thing, though, when you think about it. Like, I can have, because if you think about what we intake, if you just move to a certain geographic region and you have some land, you know, you can really just, you can go fishing if there's
right.
water nearby.
Right.
Have some cows, goats, chickens. I mean, it's like, it's everything that the grocery store has to offer, you know.
Or a garden of vegetables.
And
fruits.
Garden of vegetables. You can have a whole grocery store, you know, yourself, and you know where it's coming from.
That's like, honestly, that's like where my mindset has been. Like I said, that go back to the unlearning, just everything we was taught. Bro.
Yeah.
When you just do basic little research on certain stuff, a big thing with the food for me was like just looking at the ingredients, bro. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, bro, a bunch of shit that you can't even pronounce.
Bro,
really,
real life can't pronounce what is on the packaging.
And they know nobody knows what it is, and most people aren't going to take the time to research it.
10 minimum, and then like 30 sometimes. Like, and so I look at that and just be like, no way, bro. Like, no way. So I started researching some of those words, bro, and like, I don't care if it's like, our body needs a little bit of this, but man, if some negative comes up first, that's where my mind at. Like, you know what I mean? If a negative thing comes up with it, like I read something one time, it said it makes our insides bleed. I said, oh, yeah, all right, whatever that ingredient.
What's even sicker is that they're legally allowed to do that and sell it.
I know. I went down doing research all the way down to like
down
the company,
rabbit hole,
the company that, the companies that do it. And, you know, and like... Oh no, I shouldn't get too deep.
Go ahead. Let's do it.
Like as simple as like on your packaging and your food is natural flavors. Artificial flavors.
Yeah, there's like a certain definition or some shit, right?
They say that, but it could be anything. You know what I'm saying? So it might not be really what they're saying. And then they're using those two, like it was like natural flavors. And everything, if you look at a lot of stuff says natural flavors. Flavors or artificial flavoring or whatever, but that's a whole another conversation.
It's sick,
you know what I mean?
It's
super sick, you know. So that just go back to being aware. It's funny because these habits all coincide with each other. You know what I mean? From the food to the health to the waking up and being productive, you know.
Yeah, what do you think that comes from? It's so crazy that like, how do we get to this point where we have these institutions in order to supposedly protect us from that kind of shit, like the USDA and all that shit, but yet these ingredients still find their way into our body,
man,
through the grocery store. Where's the filtration system that gets these people to the where they, you know, or holds these people accountable for even attempting to?
Yeah, no, I get what you're trying to ask. Like, I be thinking about that, man. I really do. I be like,
isn't it sick? Our country is sick.
Bro, think about the regular people who are at, have these jobs as regular jobs, and they're going there just to get a check, but they're actually contributing to something
that's not
good. Like, think of, and then those people probably don't even question their job. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're just there to get paid, as most Americans are.
Man, I mean, and that's the... It's a sick cycle, bro. But I think, man, like I said, I'm going to keep reiterating that. Just unlearn what you've learned. You know what I mean? And if what you learned is not, like... is not that info to get you forward. Like, you know what I mean? Unlearn it, relearn something else. You know what I'm saying?
So I'm literally
get different perspectives on the same topics.
Ask questions,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been coming around a lot of more different type of people, like things that I've been interested in, I guess, you know? And I'll just ask a whole bunch of questions, like how I was asking about that. Like, that ain't necessarily, you know, tied to what I do, but it is.
Though. Oh, yeah,
like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and so I just be interested in, like, oh, how that?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, one of the biggest questions I always ask that people kind of get offended when I ask for some weird reason is I'm always asking, what's your source?
What's your source?
Yeah, where did you get your information
from? Right, I ask that too.
Ask that question, you'll realize most people, they're misconstruing their opinion with fact.
Right.
And they're getting it tied together.
Right.
And we're all guilty of it because we're human.
Facts.
And we have a brain, and our mind plays tricks on us a
lot.
Facts. But when you ask people their source, they either don't have a source, or their source is unreliable, or they haven't questioned their source. Because when you're talking about information, you have to question your source. It's like, you know, I hate to use the Bible, for example. We don't know who wrote this book that we take so literal. You know, we don't know who wrote it. But some people say we do know who wrote it. And, but
I had that same conversation. I'm going to go to the Bible and go back. Like, I had the same conversation about that because I was like, you know, who are we to believe? Mm-hmm. You know, not that obviously you could look at it and take away from it how you feel and will. You know what I'm saying? But like, I was talking to my uncle, and I was just like, man, I'm not going to know the truth until I get closer to where the source came, where it came from.
Exactly.
So if that's like Middle East, if that's like where I got to go to hear a story,
I'm
going to believe them more so than over here. You know what I mean?
The only thing that I'm trying to say is I recognize the possibility of it not being correct.
Right.
Of it being
right.
Fiction.
And not just having that one.
I'm not, because if you think about it, with religion, but with a lot of different things, you have to ask yourself, is this what I was force-fed? Is this just what was in my life?
Right.
You know, is this what my parents taught me or the people around me taught me?
Right.
Have I even been exposed to other ideas?
Right, exactly. You know? And that's very important. That's exactly what I did. That's why I'm in this transition right now, man.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what I did. I started to think... Me and my cousin, you know Tay.
Tay.
The one I be with the dreads. Yeah, like.
Oh, hold on, with the dreads.
Yeah, you know. Oh,
I was thinking about your brother.
Not my brother.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, his name is Tay.
Yeah.
No, but my cousin, you've seen him, bro. You've seen him. But we went to school together. We all went to school together. Anyways.
What's his full name?
Well, he go by Tay, so like, you only know him by Tay. Or like, his Instagram name is K-On.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Hey, bro, you see.
Hold on, did he work at Dre's?
Nah.
Alright.
Nah, but anyways.
Yeah, I know if I seen
so him. Like we come from the same family. So like some of the same habits that we've, you know, took or have came from our family situation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I went all the way back to like my grandma, my great grandma, and these habits of just like, for example, being a Christian, like I don't got nothing against them, but it's just like some of the things that they were saying to us and teaching us, and then like seeing opposite, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or just trying to put certain beliefs or views or perceptions on you, you know what I'm
saying? That was their truth.
Yeah, exactly. And as you grow up, you'd be like, okay, wait, that's not the truth.
But the difference is that society has taken such a turn in like our generation, because we have so much access to information that they didn't.
Yes.
And now we have conversations that they never had, or even were probably shunned on for having, you know, just having conversations about, is Jesus real?
Right.
You know?
Right.
But now we have the internet, and we have access to information, and we have access to other perspectives and point of views that
their generation because all this just happened 20 years ago.
Right.
And you
right.
think about it, like right. this isn't the world we grew up in. This isn't the world. So when you're getting force-fed, like people before the internet,
right?
They were force-fed whatever their family was teaching
whatever
them.
Whatever those institutions was passing down.
Exactly. Or whatever, even geographic location that they were in.
Right.
That plays a part too.
Huge part.
So they didn't know anything else.
Right.
And they probably didn't even have interest in anything else because everybody that they loved in their tribe, this is what they believe in. So as humans, we're tribal social people and right. we need to feel a sense of belonging. So we're not going to, you know, you have your outcasts and you have your outsiders that just are probably hardwired a little bit differently
yeah.
or aren't scared to be individuals. But, you know, it's definitely about information and processing information,
yeah.
evaluating information and checking your sources, you know.
No, you're right about that. We definitely have, we've been... It's a gift and a curse, I would say. The internet, mm-hmm. all this access to mm-hmm. it, gift and a curse. But I'm thankful for it.
Oh, 100%.
I'm thankful for it because it just, you know, get my mind stimulated to think in different ways and, mm-hmm. and going to, like you said, having that source, but then going to find another source of that same info. Like,
yeah.
you know, to have that ability. Like,
yeah.
that is, I'm thankful.
And then there's so many sources now.
It's, right.
Then I go full circle and come back to myself
right.
and realize the importance of thinking for myself
right.
and thinking, developing my own beliefs kind of and what's true to me and having my own personal religion in a sense.
Right.
And having just it's really simple about what's right and what's wrong. Just do the right thing, you know, and not everybody's going to like it because we all have different views, but it's really simple. But people complicate shit so much. That
yeah, bro.
It can get confusing, and you don't want to get lost in the sauce. So it's better just to keep it simple and stand, you know, write down some 10 beliefs that you want to live your life by, and stand on those. And you know, nobody can really tell you anything else. You know, somebody made up the Constitution about how they feel like we should be living.
Right.
So I'm
right.
gonna make up my own Constitution about the way I should be living as well.
Right.
In a sense, you know.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree with that. Like I said, that's what I'm in right now, man.
Yeah.
Trying to get my own thoughts. So a thing with that is, like, I stopped listening to a lot of music with words.
Mm.
You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And hip-hop and stuff like that. Especially hip-hop, man. That's a love-hate relationship with hip-hop,
100%,
man.
100%.
Love-hate. You know,
well,
so,
there's different kinds. I mean,
there's different kinds, but...
sub-genres now.
Yeah. There's different kinds, but...
And it's... Yeah, I feel you on the love-hate thing.
And if we talking about empowering and just knowing, like, everything going in,
mm-hmm.
that's, I don't know, man. Like, it's a love-hate. And it's ironic because I do music videos,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? So, like, because I like the art aspect of it, you feel me? The
mm-hmm.
creative, collaborative aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you know, sometimes morally, you know what I'm saying? That
it
go
goes
back
against.
To, like, doing the right, you like... As humans, we know right from wrong, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You feel it, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm contributing to something that I know isn't all the way right,
yeah.
the real me is going to be bothered. You
mm-hmm.
feel me? Not the creative Sion, like the real mm-hmm. me. So, and I've been going through that, and that's why, like, I want to, now I'm looking to just make impactful content, and
yeah.
I haven't even been rushing to make that because it's like, I understand that you got to have your own thoughts, got to have your own mind, got to stand on something. So, like, man, this unlearning thing that I've been going through, bro, it's been real. You know what I'm saying? I'm accepting it. You feel me? Like, I'm trying to embrace it as much as possible because it's really, like, you have to really unlearn a lot of stuff to relearn new habits.
Mm-hmm.
So my whole little mantra thing that I've been running with is break bad habits, baby.
Yep.
Like, you know what I'm saying? 100%. Just remind people, too. Hey, break bad. When you leave somebody, break bad habits, baby. Like,
mm-hmm.
break bad habits. Put that in their mind because some people, like, looking at my family, like,
they don't even realize they have bad habits.
Oh, my goodness. It's so dangerous. It's
mm-hmm.
dangerous. And it just leave you walking in mud.
Yeah.
Quicksand.
You know what the biggest bad habit that people have is checking their phone the first thing they wake up.
And I'm guilty of that.
I'm guilty of it, too.
You know what I'm saying?
But it's so draining the
yes.
first thing you do
yes.
start your day that way.
Yeah, bro.
It's like, oh,
I
man.
Do it. And I'm
because we're addicted, bro.
Yeah. No, for sure. For sure. You don't even know what you're addicted to. Somehow you're just scrolling. Like,
no, you're addicted. It's a social thing. You're addicted to the validation of somebody liking your picture. You're addicted to.
I guess that's a.
You're addicted to, like it's like if you have a family and kids, right? It's you come home from a hard day at work.
Mm-hmm.
You walk into the house and nobody says hi to you.
Mm-hmm.
How is that going to make you feel? Like not validated. Like you're invisible. Like you don't even exist.
Okay. Yeah.
And
yeah,
that's
yeah.
the lowest of the low. You don't think that'll send somebody into depression?
Yeah, I can see that.
So it's on a smaller level, my perspective of what why people are so addicted to social media is because all these people are liking my pictures. It's validation I'm alive. It's validation I'm somebody. It's validation I exist in the simplest sense. But if we're over here and nobody likes our photos, you know, we wake up, nobody likes our pictures, nobody commented, nobody's engaging with us, you kind of, I think on a small level, but nonetheless it's happening, you get like the wind taken out of your sails a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, you're disappointed. You start your day off disappointed.
Yeah.
You know, for most people, I mean,
I was gonna
say.
You
know, like, I mean, I'm not social media, you know, popping.
I feel like we probably the same way in that nature. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't be looking for no validation. You know what I mean?
No, I'm not saying consciously. I'm saying subconsciously.
Ooh, okay.
The reason why we're so addicted to it, why we can't stay
okay.
off of it, is because of validation. For the example I gave you, it's
just
like
feel
we
like
just
you being there. Like,
we exist.
Yeah.
We exist. You know,
I get
it's
it.
Like
I get it.
You know, it's that's like my take on the psychology.
Right.
Because there's a reason why.
Right.
They say that every time. You know, we look at our phones or
it's
something.
Like dopamine.
Our dopamine releases in our brain, a small amount, but nonetheless, like we can't, we don't feel the rush of being high, but it's there subconsciously. We feel it, and our brain wants
to more
keep
of
doing
that.
It. Because there's no other explanation I can give you that would explain why we take out our phones every 5 minutes.
Yeah, no.
We're driving a vehicle, a killing machine, that could be used as a killing machine.
Right.
And we're on our phones, you know. We have to look at it so bad we can't. We're at dinner with our significant other,
right?
And we still can't resist.
Yeah, no, it's crazy, you know. And you know, I'm guilty of it, you know, at times, you know. But that's why, like, again, let's go to the unlearning stuff. So just on my feed, speaking of Instagram, on my feed, like, I had to unfollow and just like. See different stuff on my feed.
Ooh, you unfollowed people? Ooh.
Man, yeah,
ooh.
Bro. Like, it ain't nothing.
I know.
That ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? So I had to unfollow people.
No, but I say that because people get salty.
No, people do get salty. And I did have the thought of, like, damn, if I unfollow this person, they're going to probably
they gonna think I'm
think
hating on
something.
Them or something.
Yeah. But it's just because most of the time, what people post, I just don't want to see it on my feed. So
you don't want to. No, it's not that you don't want to see it on your feed. You don't want to see it all the time.
Yeah, that's.
You don't want to see it every day. I don't want to see a video of you licking your lips on camera in your car, just driving, not saying anything. You're just taking a selfie video of you every single day. I don't want to see that, especially if you're. I had to unfollow some of my friends, some of my close like homies, because they're like on Instagram trying to be like a sex symbol or some shit. Like, bro, get the... Like, start an OnlyFans for that shit. You're my boy. I don't want to see you over here, like, licking your lips, singing along to a song. That shit is
even
weird
with the females,
me.
Though, too. I be having a little issues with that, too, because they don't be doing nothing.
Nothing,
they don't
but
there
are females
that
get away with murder, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I have, like, a little bit different levels of accountability when it comes to things like that, you know? Because sometimes I don't mind, like, if a girl is she's smoking... She's hot. It's like hot as shit, and she's just can take a video of herself.
Yeah,
it's annoying, but she's also hot as fuck, you know. And I'm a
so you
guy,
just
so.
Appreciating, you know. I'm not saying I don't appreciate it either,
but it's also like you're not even saying anything. I don't. You like, what are you doing? You know,
that's what I'm saying. I'm like, what are you doing? You took this 5 to 20 minutes of your time to just kind of. Look good in the cam to
man, it's,
make
it's,
I don't know.
And
it's weird.
It's weird because it's like
it's weird.
The narcissism is at an all-time high and it's I think that plays into my point too, is that you're just taking videos of yourself driving, no significance, not saying anything, rapping or singing to a song, whatever.
Right.
and you just want people to
tap in,
say like okay, you exist, I see you, you know.
Yeah.
So I mean, I don't know, man. Like, social media is weird. I've unfollowed a lot of people too, but it's not. It's just because
A bad intent.
No, it's not with a bad intent, because what I tell people all the time is, because people have said that to me in real life, and they try not to try to sound salty about it. They try to make it as a joke kind of thing, but
you
really
won't
unfollow
me, yeah, bro.
I say all the time, it's like, yo, you have my number, you can call me. I see you, check my vibe, check my energy in real life.
And you'll
gauge that, you know.
And that's how I've been doing it, and that's how I see it. It's like, man, the internet, I mean, that is cool. Like, you put up your perception of how you want it, that's cool. But in real life, is you cool? Like, if you got good energy, is you a good person? Is you kind? Can you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what's gonna translate.
You know, that's what's gonna translate for real.
It's almost becoming an alternate reality in a weird way.
It is one, bro. When you go on, bro, I literally then been on Instagram, and you know, like an explorer where there's like a video, like there might be a video I'm interested in looking at.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can scroll down and it just go to category to category. It's like you can be lost in that world. You know, I done been lost in the world. I'm something like, what the hell am I doing? Like, get up out of there. Like, you know, I literally be like, get up out of there. Like, you know, especially seeing all the females, like you like one picture, and so now your explore page is these bad women. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my god!
It's like, dang, I ain't
the algorithms, man.
Yeah, bro,
it's the algorithms,
and
man.
I don't like that part. I don't
hate
like it. You know what
it
I'm
feels
saying?
Feels like
so
I'm
that's
being
why I changed up my time exactly, and that being watched. That's a whole nother. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I'm getting off when my cell phone plan expires. I'm getting off of it and going to like a satellite phone. That with a VPN, so.
What you mean, satellite phone?
Like it's kind of like a private phone, like a private. Mm-hmm. It's not with like T-Mobile or
anything
like that. It's
exactly.
Like a private.
I didn't know they had that. I need that.
Well, they don't want you to know that they have that.
Okay.
So you know,
touché.
So but it's out there. There's private companies that do it.
Mm.
But I'm not gonna have any social media tied to that phone. I'm gonna I'll probably have what's it called?
Man, you can get out.
Like a computer or like a what's it called? The little MacBook things? Not the books, but
minis, iPads.
The iPad, like an iPad, like at my mom's house with the social media apps on there. So I can go to it when I need it, but like my daily, because they track your location.
Bro, they
listen to you, they can watch you literally through your camera. They tap in.
The iPhones is the most dangerous.
Yeah.
Thing like there is, bro. Yeah. And, you know, people take it lightly. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, because most people aren't hiding anything. I'm not saying I'm hiding anything either.
No,
it's
it
just
ain't got
more so just like.
It's privacy.
It's privacy.
It's privacy.
But
bro.
A lot of people don't care about privacy. Not as much as they think they do.
Right. Okay. Yeah. You may be right.
You know?
Like, it's crazy because I'm a private person.
No,
that's
super private.
Like, that's why, like,
that people,
you know, my perception of what's on Instagram, it's not just because I'm like, I don't want to talk, or I'm antisocial, I don't like, or I'm not good for the camera. It's just like, nah, I just keep, you know,
mm-hmm.
I just keep it to me, you know what I'm saying? When we have conversations, then you will know exactly who I am, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, 100%. I think that's value that's being kind of forgotten about or lost in a sense, you know, just, you know, human interaction.
Yeah, bro, I need that plug on that, bro.
Was it a Black Mirror episode? Or
man, I haven't even seen none of that.
Oh, that shit'll fuck you up.
Nah, bro.
It'll give you a real glimpse into the future of what the future could be. It's crazy.
Man, the future is here.
No, it's not.
He said no, it's not.
It's
bro.
Not.
It's
think about this. I tweeted this yesterday. I was like, what's society gonna look like in 100 years?
Amazing question. I don't know.
Okay, so it's not. It's 2020. 1920. The difference.
Yeah.
The contrast.
Yeah.
The social.
Yeah, it's gonna be different. It's fine.
Construct of.
It's gonna be different.
Like, you know,
but to that point, man, I think like now, even in the times like this, which we probably should have been beforehand, but it is all good. When you awaken, you awaken. I think now we should even pay attention to that even more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because like, I don't think all of that futuristic stuff is heading to a good place for society. Like,
no.
It's not
No, it's
Control us.
Yeah, it's control.
To the maximum, ultimate maximum, man. Yeah. I've been just
like passively control in the
passively,
sense of,
and we're agreeing to it.
Yeah, we're not gonna have like a dictator or some shit like that. It's gonna be
we're getting a volunteer type of thing.
But it makes so much sense when you think about it like that, because this is like the first. This could be. I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist, because I'm not a conspiracy theorist.
What is a conspiracy theorist, bro?
Exploring possibilities. Conspiracy theorists, they get a little crazy. They start connecting dots.
But isn't it just a different perspective? Isn't it just a different perspective, bro?
I mean, yeah, well, there's different levels.
Now, if they can back that up by facts, what does that make them?
Yeah, but their facts are like.
Now, different subjects for sure. Let's state that right now. Yeah. Different subjects, that's different. But like, bro, most of the time, I've looked at some people that call computers, and you look at some of their opinions or thoughts, and you'd be like, possibility. No. Like, you know.
I mean,
like,
it's a case-by-case basis. You know? I'm referring to the psychos, like the people that just have baseless, that get their opinions misconstrued with facts.
Okay, yeah, you know, those are the people. Back to that, yeah.
They kind of make up their own belief of what they think society is, like Pizzagate. Have you seen that? You know what that is?
Yeah.
Okay, so like that. Like, that was baseless, you know?
So you don't think there's a derivative in there to where, like, there's, it drives back to some facts of what's going on?
No, 100%. I think they're taking facts from a different situation and kind of applying them. I'm not saying just Pizzagate.
You can do that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, okay, yeah, we know the elite have human child sex trafficking rings, mm-hmm. obviously. Now it's been exposed with the whole Jeffrey Epstein thing. But, mm-hmm. but like, yeah, okay, you're taking those facts and you're applying them to, where did you get this child sex ring running out of this pizza place in Washington, D.C.? Where did you get those? You know what I'm saying? Like, just because somebody goes to eat pizza somewhere, that doesn't mean that's where they're having a child.
But I think that's what I'm saying. I think it's levels to it, because I feel like it, just like you said, it's based on
your sources.
It's based on the source, right? Yeah. So if somebody has sources to a source, or have, facts from a source, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like, and it's been passed around. Now, obviously, when you pass something out, it spreads thin. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that truth ain't never really that exact truth.
Yeah.
But no, the base is always the same, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So to have like a base like a pedophile ring, hey, no good or bad, what mm-hmm. is it? Don't even matter. Like, mm-hmm. that's in contact with your name, like, yeah. or your, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
it don't matter. So, like, the possibility of that, I'm like, yeah, okay. I'm the type of person, like, oh, yeah, I believe it. You know, just, I do my research.
Yeah, you have
one.
To.
I do my research. You know, I try to look for the good and look for the bad and, you know, make up my own opinion. But
yeah.
I feel you on that, though, taking the facts and making your own opinion.
It's
like,
so much, like, it's just so much bullshit.
It is, bro. It's hard to filter. It's hard to, like, know what's real.
Yeah,
and know what's so like, absolutely fake.
What do you feel about the state of America right now?
Man, falling to shambles, man. I think.
I don't think it's falling to shambles. I think it's been in shambles.
It's been in shambles. Good, right? It's been in shambles. It's just like
we've been trying to like put a Band-Aid on a wound.
Yeah, bro.
Just keep opening up.
Yeah, and sometimes I don't even think people want to take that Band-Aid off. Like, people realizing, like, what's really going on. You know what I mean? Like, it's levels to what's going on right now. And, yeah, you're right. It's been messed up. Like, it's been messed up.
How do you feel about being an American?
It is what it is.
Okay.
Like, I'm more grateful to be a human and alive than being named an American. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that go back to, like, so I've been doing research of just, like, reclaiming, like, you know, a nationality, bro. Because most black people don't even know their nationality, where they come from, derived from at all, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
because of,
was
you know,
stripped.
Situation,
was
you
robbed.
Know what I'm saying? So I've been going down that journey as well. And just
identity.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is. And, like, that's why most of us struggling out here now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, yeah. As a white person, I could say, these last 2 months, I've never been racist a day in my life.
Right.
These last 2 months, I've gained a much deeper understanding and perspective on what's really going on. And maybe that's due to my age, but it's definitely due to the times and the conversations that are being had.
Right.
And it's super important.
And isn't that funny coming from, like, your position that, like, you've never been racist, all had all these colored friends or whatever the case is, but you never even had that perspective, just to tweak your perspective just a little bit. Well, like, hold on. Like,
it was education. Because I was, it was the lack of education. Because right. I was exposed to black people, people of color in general. My best friend from kindergarten was Mexican.
Right.
I was at his house all the time. Right. And he wasn't no Mexican. They spoke Spanish in the house.
Right.
They were very Mexican. And then from 10 years old, it was funny, my first year of football that I ever played, first year that I ever played football, I was, I think it was fifth grade or fourth grade, and I was, there was one black kid on our team.
Yeah.
One black kid on our team. And we practiced up in Summerlin. Mm. And then the next year, they wanted me to come play for the Jaguars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then
different environment.
No, huh? I went from, there was one black kid on our team.
Yeah.
And then the next two, three years, I was one of three white kids on the team.
Right, right.
And we were practicing at West Middle School.
Right, right, right.
And, you know, in CSN or Cheyenne.
Yeah.
And so I was exposed. So as a kid, you know, kids are just kids. So my exposure to other cultures at a young age helped me have a good experience. My first impression. You know, and I was never treated differently.
Right.
I was never called like white boy until high school.
Right.
You know, so it didn't bother me. But they were just my friends.
Right.
They were my friends from playing football.
Exactly.
You know, so I think a lot of white people, they don't have that early exposure.
Right. Right.
Which affects them later on, because then their first impression is
whatever they've seen.
Whatever they're seeing with the media.
Yeah.
First and foremost.
Yeah. Or TV, news.
Or their parents. What their parents are telling them. Instead of them having the experience. Because I was going to, you know, when you're on a team, you start having friends. And when you're a kid, you go to friends' houses. And you go to friends' houses and you have parties. And you hang out outside of it, too.
Yeah.
You know, so you're not just teammates, you're friends, too.
Right,
so,
right, right.
You know, that translates. Differs your perspective as you get older, but you know, as a white person growing up, I never knew the extent of slavery and the extent of
right, right.
of how slavery has affected these generations now.
Right, right,
you know,
right.
It's because you know why black people have been disenfranchised and traditionally continued.
Man,
there's no coincidence why. You know, a lot of black people are in ghettos or grew up without, because their ancestors have never had anything because they weren't allowed to.
Right.
You know,
right.
Like white people have owned land, have owned things, and they pass it down. But
right.
Black people have never really had that opportunity in America.
Right. And just to go back, like, I just think America is just it's a wake up call for who needs to be woke. You know what I mean? Like, awaken. Like, whoever's not awakened, like, that's your problem too. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
the biggest.
It's going to come back in some way, shape, or form in your life. Like, you're going to feel it at one point.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing that has the George Floyd and this whole, these last 2 months have, it's no longer okay to just be quiet.
Yeah.
And a lot of my family, you know, have been quiet for a while because it's always kind of been, it's not our problem. We're not racist.
But I also think it's a lot of distractions that keep you even from thinking of that nature, like work, having kids.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of things that's keeping you distracted to not even have the due diligence to go do that. And I say that for even black people and myself. Like, you know what I mean? Like, getting lost in just, like, you know, your life and doing whatever you're doing and not doing proper homework. But that also goes back to...
And understand what's going on around you. You're just trying to get a check.
That also go back to, like, like with my family. Like, my family not teaching nothing or passing nothing down. Maybe because we didn't have it. Maybe because, you know, we didn't have the resource. But, like, we didn't really get taught about culture.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, our culture was, like... We didn't have one. We making one within this family. And then this family is stuff that was taught that... It's not ours.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so I think it's important right for what's going on right now. Like, I think so. And, you know, when all of that was going on Instagram and all the stuff, Black Square stuff, I kind of made my little statement, or I did a little thing, but it just made me realize that I just need to look in the mirror and work on self, mm-hmm. you know, become self, be selfish to be selfless. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm really trying to be that because I know I want to be that, you know what I mean? But that just go in the line of your disciplines, you know what I mean, to get you to those points, discipline to do your due diligence and homework and catch up on the past or, mm-hmm. you know, to know what to put in your body, mm-hmm. to know how your body should operate. And one thing I think school really failed us on is the operation of your temple. You know what I'm saying? Like, they didn't really teach us nothing about our body in the sense of everyday life functionality. Like, yeah we had biology. Yeah, we had home economics.
Think about sex ed.
Yeah.
We had one semester.
We had
of sex ed.
Man, one semester.
Sex governs like
that long.
Like I can speak for almost all men. Is I'm thinking about fucking all the time.
You feel what I'm saying?
I'm thinking about girls all the time.
So also with that should have been like psychology, sex class, like you know just how it plays a role.
Or how to control your sexual desires.
It's
school is such a fucking joke,
bro.
I don't think I want to send my kids to public school.
Man, I've been thinking about that, bro. And I don't got no kids no time soon.
But you think about it, though.
But I think about it because that go back down to the parents and my grandma, what they have taught me. I'm not about to teach them the same bad habits to continue the same thing. So it's my responsibility and due diligence to become this person and know my history and be able to tell a child, like, this is why you eat fruit first. This is why you eat vegetables because it helps this. This is why you stretch. This is why you pray. This is why you... You know what I mean? I think this is why you exercise and work out, you know? Like, I think all of those things are important, you know what I mean? And in school, you know.
It's a joke.
Man.
It's a joke, man.
Man.
The shit that we learned.
Luckily, I didn't, like, pay
it. It's more
not
of a social
thing,
Not
that I didn't pay attention,
though.
But I ain't really pay attention like that to even retain most of that shit. Like, you know what I mean?
You don't really retain anything.
Like, I don't think so either, but.
I mean, simple math. Cool, I know my state's capital.
Right.
Capitals, you know. I'm actually
capital.
Really good at that, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's
like
funny.
Vermont and all these extra
I'm really
states.
Not, but.
Yeah. But it's useless, is my point.
Useless is.
Useless.
Hell.
Because, I mean, I don't know, man. It's crazy. But, yeah, I've kind of, you know, I never really thought about my place in society or in America, but recently I've kind of been reflecting on that, and I just feel disgusted. It's just like an icky... icky taste in my mouth that I'm like, well, you know, it, but then you put it in perspective in a sense of it could be a lot worse in the sense of I could be growing up in a third world country and plagued by war that and lack of health care, you know, so, you know, I live in a great country in a lot of ways, but
good, it's pros to it. You feel me? It's pros to it. Yeah. So I was talking to my little brother yesterday about like, I guess we was talking about, like, a positive and negative energy, right? Because, like, you trying to be this positive, radiant, like, you know, and trying to put that out there. And there's good people out there. But there's also, what if you know, like, the heaven and hell situation. Like, you know, like, if there's good people, you know what I mean? There's definitely some bad apples in the crowd. You know what I'm saying? And real bad apples, though. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, but that correlate with everything else, just the balance and effect, you know, the positive and negative effect of everything, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's good and bad energy, you know? And that's why I'm just trying to translate all my energy into positive, like, in any shape or way. Like, I've never...
Get what you give.
Period. Mm-hmm. Period. Man.
You know?
You give what you give. It's so simple, but it holds
a
lot.
It's tough, though. It's tough.
It is tough, man.
It's tough to stay disciplined mentally.
It is tough. It is tough.
Because sometimes you want to buy into the bullshit and just indulge
a little bit. But like the big homie Nip said, you know, lay one brick down a day, you eventually gonna have a wall.
Yeah, exactly.
You feel me? And that go with every aspect. If that's like, you know, filming, if that's writing, if that's, you know, eating food, if that's working out, if that's, you know, like expressing emotions, you know, I have that issue with me. You know, I got that issue of just like expressing myself fully to people. And just, you know, expressing that love and, like, you know.
That's another thing we were taught, though, is
brick
men.
By brick. You know what I'm saying? And that's, bro, it's so deep, bro. It's just so many layers
you're
to
weak.
This,
you know, if you're showing emotion,
learning situation that, exactly, that makes you, like, you're actually the opposite of what you really think you are. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's a process though, but I'm trying to embrace
That's
it, bro.
That's good, bro. I'm glad that you embrace it. That you recognize all this, you know, within yourself and what's going on. Yeah.
Self-awareness. That's where does this come from? Where does it come from? I think naturally. So I'm not a science person, like, you know, into the astrology and stuff like that.
Don't start with me.
No. You in that? You into that?
Fuck no.
Okay. I was about to say not that, but I was gonna say I am a Libra, right? And I look up my little stuff. You know what I'm saying? And mine's is like a balance, right? So naturally, I just think I'm a critical thinker, or like, you know what I mean? And it just comes from internal. Like, it's not, I didn't like, oh man, maybe I need to be more self-aware. Like, no, like, I just was that. Mm-hmm. Like, I used to, you know, in high school, maybe like a little bit before that, I used to go outside every day and just smoke a Black and Mild and just like reflect.
Oh, in high school, you're smoking Black and Milds.
No, it was after high school. Like, right after high school.
Nah, we were smoking Black and Milds, too.
No, but it was right after high school, though. Uh-huh. Like, I just, every day, I just used to go reflect and just, like, and I use that same method to this day. Mm-hmm. To this day. Like, I just go to a park. Now it's not Black and Milds because we off that tobacco and we on this herbal.
Poison. Get off the poison.
You know what I'm saying? We on this herbal essence. But, yeah, bro, like, I just reflect and just, I always try to look at, like, what I'm doing wrong and where I need to go and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
Did I eat good today? No, I failed. We're going to try again tomorrow morning, you know what I'm saying?
I think that's it's good, you know, in the sense of, you know, I think I would put you more so as an introvert.
Yeah, for sure.
So you spend time, you know, when you spend time with yourself, you know, you peel back some layers.
I think it's just to learn self first and then you become an extrovert throughout knowing thyself, you know what I mean? Like, there's an introvert and the qualities may cater towards that more, but like, I think, you know, each got both in them, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes when I'm with groups, like, I be more talkative and out there than I've ever been, you know what I mean? But probably because I'm with more groups, like, with the group, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But if it's just like, you know, like me and you, all right, You probably weren't the best example, but you know what I'm saying? Or me and him, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm going to probably be a little more reserved, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Not because I don't like him or don't want to get to know him. It's just natural. Yeah. So I think all that just come, I just been self-aware, man.
Yeah, that's good. That's a great quality, yeah.
It is, bro.
It's probably due to all the weed you smoke, too.
Yeah.
Probably helped out a little bit.
It did help out. Over the years. It did help out, for sure.
You know what I mean? You know, every time I roll up a joint or pack a bowl or get ready to indulge, you know, I treat it as if I'm going into battle, because it's
battle.
We battle into war, because sometimes that weed will come on a little bit too strong and I have to fight it off, and then other times it'll be my ally, and it's so weird because I try to keep I don't dibble dabble with different strains too much.
Right.
But I started smoking when I was 12 or 13 years old.
That's early.
So I think I ruined my experience.
You probably did. Yeah. You probably did. Yeah. But also, just going with that, like, knowing, like, even with the marijuana intake, like, knowing when to take it and use it, like, using it as a tool rather than using it as a...
that's a great point. Because
very important.
No, because weed really taught me how to be honest with myself.
Yeah.
Because I was smoking so much weed, and most of the time, I wasn't even enjoying my high. But I was smoking weed because I was with the homies, or we were just out, or we were just doing it. And I just felt it was just became part of my life. But I didn't, I had to realize, like, I kind of like myself better when I'm sober.
Yeah.
You know, in certain situations.
Yeah, but I was about to say, it just depends on the circumstance. But that's.
But it helped me be like, yo, you know what? I don't need this.
Man, that's how I started smoking. I started smoking in groups, right? Groups was like, that's how I was meeting people, everything, sessions. But then, you know, as you become, a member in the smoking society, and, you know, over a while, you just learn how to smoke for yourself. Now you're like, okay, I'm not smoking to just be chilling with y'all. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm smoking to, like, really, for me, it'd be like self. It'd be like, you know, whether I'm, like, in pain or I'd be, like, thinking I need to execute something, so I use it for focus, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I think just knowing when to take it and knowing how you should take it, you know what I mean? And it may, knowing how to cut it off too. And I go back to when I was stopping for that 30 days. Like, you gotta know how to cut it off. Like, you gotta cut it off.
Yeah, because it's a thin line, because it becomes almost self-destructive behavior.
Yeah.
Like the when I was smoking weed and I was smoking, I was high all the time, and I wasn't really getting anything done.
Right.
You know, but I just kept smoking and smoking, and then I realized like, this is self-destructive behavior.
Yeah. You know, and it take too much time. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like the process of rolling, I came to the conclusion like, the process of rolling it takes too much time. Mm-hmm. If you're talking about being on your time, like that's 20 minutes right there, 20, 30 minutes of just doing that right there.
Yeah.
Then you gotta smoke it. Then you gotta nah. So I've been on the pens more, and I know that's probably not the best way all the time, but like I just be on it.
It's better
because,
probably.
I mean, it's intense though. So you gotta be like, you know, like for example, just taking it all the time, mm-hmm. like it's a joint or a smoking thing. I don't think you should do that because it's more intense. Mm-hmm. So it's hitting your brain even that much harder. You
I'm,
know
saying,
what I'm saying,
like, you're not getting the extra additives of a blunt wrap,
hey,
or a...
Who's to say that, though? Who making our stuff?
No, I know. It depends where you get it from. I was working for a vape company. We made marijuana vape.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. And it was...
You learned about the process and stuff?
Yeah. And I was... So we would make it, we would package it, and we would send it out. So I didn't work for a dispensary. I worked for the actual production facility, so I seen it from top to bottom.
Yeah.
And it was pretty pure. But there's also, like, you know, people add extra shit in there.
Hey, you know what they trying to do. It ain't hidden no more.
That's crazy.
It ain't hidden. Crazy. They legalizing it. It ain't hidden
it's
no
crazy.
More.
Know.
You know what I mean?
I know.
But
I think mushrooms are going to... Have you ever done mushrooms?
I have not, but my homie...
I'm doing some. This quarantine, it's on my list to do. I've never done it. I've always been scared of drugs. I've only done weed. I've only smoked weed and drank alcohol, and I had a Xanax problem for a little bit, but I never was into Molly, ecstasy. I always felt like if I first time I do it, I was gonna be the dude that died.
You know? Yeah,
and I'm not trying to make a joke out of it, but
that's definitely not a good thought to have.
Yeah, I don't ever want to go into the situation thinking that, but...
No, I feel you. I haven't tried mushrooms, but I have tried LCD.
What is it?
LCD?
LSD?
LSD.
Oh, really?
LSD, excuse me.
Hold on, LSD.
It's okay. LSD. I don't know. LCD. I'm thinking...
You over here,
computer.
Yeah. We got a videographer. He's a videographer by day, so...
But LSD, I have tried LSD, and... The experience ain't really what
acid.
Most people, yeah, or acid. The experience ain't what, you know, most people think, but, you know, it can be.
Put it, I want to hear it.
I don't know how to explain it, bro.
Okay.
That's colors,
shapes.
Colors, see, okay, when I was on it.
Happiness.
Colors was like, bro, you know, like when a brake light is.
Yeah, you saw the spectrum?
Yeah, okay. Bro, like you could see, it just slowed down. It slowed down in the sense of like. Visual, mm-hmm. Like I don't know, bro. It's a weird. I never had the proper explanation of when somebody asked me that, bro. Like I don't know. Like it's just something you kind of gotta feel, like for yourself.
Yeah, I don't know about ass. I don't know about me doing ass. I think I would
do
it.
But it's not as intense. And there's different methods and there's different doses. You feel me?
Okay.
And that's and
as I get older,
that's important too. Dosage.
Yeah.
Don't be out here thinking some warrior. You know what I mean?
I have like, mixed feelings about that. About that perspective.
Because of
dosage. Because if I'm gonna go, if I want to experience it, I want to experience it.
To each his own. To each his own.
But I feel you because you don't want your experience
I'm just saying,
to be bad.
I'm just saying, if you going in and fearful, don't take more than
you should take. If I'm fearful prior, if I'm not mentally ready to do it, I wouldn't do it at all.
Right, and that's why I don't indulge like that because and I'm not saying when I'm in a good space, I'm just going to go do... Nah, it ain't like that. I don't move like that. I just tried it. Because a friend recommended it. He was like, it's not as bad. So I just tried it once. And it was a cool experience. You own it for a long time, though. Mm-hmm. Like, and you don't sleep.
Like hours?
Like hours. Like
see,
all
yeah,
day.
See, I'm going to do... I have to just be mentally ready. Like, I got to do mushrooms first. But as I grow older... And my life, my perspective on life is constantly changing.
Right, facts,
as
it should.
But every year, what keeps growing, what keeps getting more important to me is experience.
Right.
Just experiences in life. So whether that's experiencing, you know, going to see new places, going to do new things, you know, going to you know, jump off a plane or something. It's just a new experience.
Right.
And drugs is definitely of high interest to me, you know.
Those type of drugs, right?
Those type of drugs, hallucinogens.
Right. Yeah, right.
You know,
right,
because I want to kind of see for myself.
Right.
You know, I want to experience that. And if I don't like it, I don't like it. But I don't, I've kind of had this deathbed mentality for a while now, is in a sense of like, when I'm laying on my deathbed
and hopefully
the way I die is I'm on my deathbed and I know I'm going to die and have my family around me.
Right.
I can lay on that bed and I can
be like, I did everything that I wanted to.
I did it. You know, I had the thought of it. I did it and I experienced it and I can give you my perspective on it.
Right.
But it would be so painful for me to grow old and lay on my deathbed and think, I should have done that.
Right.
Why didn't I do that?
I think I do that a lot to myself too, man. I'm just like, I'm with the new experiences too. Like, and I'm more of a like,
because you never know what you like.
Yeah, you feel me? Like, yeah. And that go with so much stuff in life. Like, you never know what you like. That go with the food. Like, how can, like, before I would just be like, nah, like, you know,
100%.
Nah.
Vegan food?
Nah.
Before I tried vegan food, I was like, this shit is not even
some of the
food.
Stuff don't look like, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. But until you try it, when you try it, you're like, oh, okay.
Oh, I love vegan food.
Yeah, bro. It's fire, bro. People be talking bad about it.
Because they probably haven't tried it. But
exactly.
The best thing about vegan food is the way you feel afterwards.
Yeah.
You don't feel heavy.
Yeah.
You feel light. You feel I feel full, but I'm also not full.
Right.
You know, I don't feel like I need to take a nap.
And that's important. That's important, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That's important.
Yep.
But,
What else you got going on, man?
Nah, man.
I think we should wrap it up, maybe, huh?
Yeah,
you
probably.
Get out of here? We can do it again, because I didn't even know where that conversation was going to go, and we talked about some shit. I had a couple notes, but... I had a couple topics I want to hit, but we didn't hit any of them.
Man, as far as what I'm doing, as far as, like, videography and filmmaking and stuff like that, man, honestly, I've been, I had this itch for like real estate work, right? So I used the tool to, you know, transition to real estate stuff as well. But
I got to tap you in with my good friend Megan.
Mm-hmm.
She was in school with us. Okay. Megan Galane.
I know of her, but I don't like know no.
So
you know?
You want to know about real estate?
Yeah.
She owns three houses. She owns like three or four houses, bro.
Well,
and she's our age.
I'm right next to that dude, though, like that investor.
No, yeah,
like,
no.
You know?
No, they would probably, you guys can all probably get together.
Right, right,
but
right.
She does a lot of, she just knows the ins and outs of like the financial aspects of it. And,
right, right, right.
And what you have to do and what you know, the right steps to take. And I mean, she owns houses. She rents houses in her name. So it's like when somebody, does it.
Yeah,
but it's different because she's our age.
Right, right, right.
You know?
Right.
And so it's like, it's easy to like be around somebody who's older and like 40, 50 and has, you know, already has set up. Their perspective on things is different, you know?
Yeah.
I'll link you up with
her,
but go ahead. What you're saying.
No, I was just saying, you know, I've been transitioning into the real estate more a little bit, but, you know, my biggest thing is just, growing a business, right? That's also been a task at hand, if you will. You know what I'm saying? Just it's challenging. You know what I mean? I was understanding that I was wearing all hats in the business, but I didn't understand that at first. Like I was just doing it, you know. Mm-hmm. And now I'm at the point where, like, well, if I'm trying to get here, you know what I'm saying? How am I gonna get there? And like, is that where you're trying to go? And like, you know, just the bigger picture of things, you know what I'm saying? Trying to understand the bigger pictures. And since I've been in this field, I'm just trying to learn like, okay, where I fit best, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So like, I like the creative aspect of it. Like I like having that idea and bringing that idea to life, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when it comes down to like the business aspect, the filing, the organizing, updating.
So many creative people have that same challenge.
And
I was talking about this with Tinesse. Where's Tinesse?
Yeah.
But I was talking about this with him too. He feels the same way.
Yeah.
You know, because that's where your momentum comes from is the creative.
It's the creative and doing it.
And
seeing,
and that's why
like,
so many
what you made and seeing that result and then moving off that result.
Yeah.
Like being like, okay, I could do this next time. But then when it comes down to like sitting there and organizing, updating receipts and expenses and all of this type of stuff, it's like, yeah, no, that's cool. I want to understand it and know it. But at the same time, if I'm doing more of this other little stuff that's adding, you know, and it's taking
time. Well,
in
the beginning, it's if you have a business, you need to know the ins and outs of your business.
No. I agree.
And I'm not saying.
I agree.
Yeah, so you need to know it.
No, learn it. I agree. That's what I mean. It's more of a like have to do rather than it is like I don't want to. Yeah, like.
Yeah,
you know?
No, I completely understand.
But I definitely want to know the ins. That's who I am anyway. I want to know the ins and outs anyway. Yeah. Like, you know, that's why I be asking questions. But I'm just stating that in a sense of like understanding where I should, how I should place my energy and distribute my energy. You feel me? Like learning to like as I've been with that real estate investor, just watching his business structure and just mm-hmm. learning more of like, you know. Delegation is
no 100%.
Delegation is the one of the quickest avenues to success. Like you
I was
know
talking
I mean?
About this with Abu, man.
But now they go back to personal and being like, what I'm struggling with is more like trust,
mm-hmm.
trusting other people to help get the bigger
yeah.
picture done. Like,
yeah,
you know
it's a thin line because you have to trust people, but you also have to give
you
them
gotta
room.
You got to give them, you got to let them go.
You have to give
mean?
Them room to make mistakes
You know
as
what
well.
I'm saying? So understanding all of this and then understanding, and also, like, I didn't have financial literacy, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, I didn't get taught about taxes and all these other
Nobody
things.
Nobody did.
You know what I'm saying? So just learning these different aspects and putting them together and then letting that, you know, build that foundation. And then, you know, also relearning and building that personal foundation. You mm-hmm. feel what I'm saying? So that could just flow into the work so fluently. Like, you know what I mean? I understand, like, you know, the work that you make, you know, it correlates with who your personal is and, you know, how that side is going. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So, like, when I be stopping and not posting, it don't mean I'm not working. It just mean, like, I could pull out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, now at this point, like, I could pull out. Like, I don't need to tell people why I'm not shooting this mm-hmm. or doing this. Like, I feel like, I don't know if that's a responsibility or not.
Where do you see your business? Like, where do you want your business to be?
Man, that's a good question because that one been on my head real, real heavy. And I would say, like, just to be able to, honestly, I'm going to keep it real, bro. Like, the fun side of it is just like having the space to create.
I was about to say that.
With
man.
My
Took
friends,
the words out of my
bro.
Mouth.
Like, and then capitalizing
yes.
off the space.
Yes.
Because like having like seeing this, bro, every time I see stuff like this, like it excites me, bro. It'd be like, yeah, I'm gonna have
the
I'm,
space is
know,
so
we
important.
Gonna have this.
The space is so important.
So important. And yes. when you starting out, you're not thinking that, you're just doing.
Yeah.
You're just doing. But when you get the space, that's how you're able to scale.
Well, you have to. That's why you're able to make money. You have to make money.
That's why you're able to scale. You
exactly,
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you get that space, you are able to scale for this endeavor particularly. Maybe for other endeavors too.
Well,
but,
for a lot, but
yeah,
you know, you need a workspace.
Yeah,
whatever
you need
you're
a
doing,
workspace.
You know,
in a thinking box with the team, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just.
Yeah.
Playing all these roles
that's
that I've been playing.
Dedicated to that. A space that's dedicated to.
Dedicated to, like, yeah. we cranking out work here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we cranking out these creative ideas.
It's not a kicking spot. It's not,
we got our billboard of ideas, our board of ideas, and just, like, we putting the execution together and organizing that execution. And, you know, that's been my thing. Like, also just doing that with people that, like, you know, like me and you be doing stuff. Like, you know, and Abu. Me and Abu doing stuff. Like,
mm-hmm.
if we had that space and, you know, brought our energies together and stuff like that. Just imagine what the result would be. Whether we all got different goals, we just know that to get up here, then we can go here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Then we can spread out and help each other in the personal endeavor. You know what
man,
I'm saying?
I've always wanted a space that's
man.
Away from home that I can go to and isolate myself and just drown in my creative
right.
juices, you know? And,
right.
And like, Tinesse, like seeing it, being here, and
yeah.
it's
inspiration.
It's inspiration. It's such
up.
A beautiful thing because I've
up.
Always fantasized about it, and I'm gonna make it happen, and I know you're gonna make it happen.
Yeah, facts. It's
because
just,
I have to, because I have to. It's not that far out of reach.
It's
really.
Not, bro. But that go back to, you know, like.
But things are expensive.
Not
though,
being,
you know,
it's not only that, bro.
Yeah.
It's being taught those processes and being taught the steps, you know what I mean?
Well, I
and,
think
and
the
it's
big...
because I feel like if this was in a normal conversation of how to own something or mm-hmm. whatever, you know what I'm saying? The steps will be easy. You're going to
yeah.
do, you're going to save your money earlier. You're going to,
yeah.
you know what I mean?
That's
you're going to make
yeah.
the decisions that you need to make to even
It's small. It's taking a step at a time.
Bro, step at a time. But if you was, you know, taught that, mm-hmm. you know, throughout yeah. your life, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
now, granted, yeah, you can grow up and, like, have your own studio space. Like, it's not easy to obtain. I mean, it's not hard to obtain, but, like, you know, it's just like, damn, like, we could have been got a space. Like, you know?
Yeah.
And being on that mindset and that,
well,
like,
I think
moving towards that.
When I think about it in retrospect, I'm thinking, like, I just didn't take the small steps.
Right.
You know,
right.
I just wanted to move into a space and have all the equipment, you know, in my fantasy. That's what
right,
I wanted.
Right.
Because first you got to save the money. And then,
right.
And then you
and
have
you gotta to allocate it correctly.
And then you got to allocate it correctly. Then you have to, like, you have to sign a lease most of the time.
Yeah.
So, like, do you have money to
commitment
to save that lease? And then once right. you have the space, you know how much.
What do you do?
You know, bro, you know how much all this equipment, you know what I'm saying? All everything.
I'm already nine.
It's you know
I'm already knowing.
But Tinesse has been doing this for a long time.
Right.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, are you in it for the long run?
Right. And so that go back to like what I've been thinking about and you know what I mean, how I want to move. Now I realize I had to take some steps back. Like I had to take some steps back to even, you know, understand where I was trying to go and how I was trying to do it. I'm still trying to figure stuff out. You know what I mean? Like I still want to learn within the filmmaking field, like trying new things to shoot, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
telling different stories, too. You feel me? Like, I want to get better at storytelling through my visuals.
Yeah.
And even if it's a 15-second, a 30-second, or a short film, or a music video,
or
a commercial, or real estate, like, I just want to get better in telling those stories. And that's why I'm sitting back and not, like, rushed into projects. Like, bro, I don't rush into these projects, bro. Like, when people hit me up, I kind of, like, it depends on how they coming at me, for one. You know what I'm saying?
You mean like for music videos?
Yeah. Specifically, mm-hmm. yeah. You know, because some people just be like, how much you charge? What's the video for? You know, and they be like, ah.
You're kind of past that now.
Like, you ain't even coming correct. Like, you should have a song. You should have
the concept.
Like, that should be almost common sense for you, for your position. Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's not.
So,
because people don't know the process yet. A lot of local artists don't know the process.
Right.
Yet.
And so I've been grateful and enough to, like, the people that gravitate towards me be people that, like, understand the artistry of their side first. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then understand them, like, the creativeness on this side, you know what I mean? So it's been a level of mutual. And that's why, like, some of the same videos that I shoot, it'd be those people that have the same understanding of, like, this is a business. We know what we're doing. We know what we want. We know what we want it to look like. We just need you to execute.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so I love that, too, though.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I love that part, for sure.
Yeah, I told you, man. I love writing music video treatments is how I fell back in love with writing.
Yeah.
So, man, if you ever need a treatment,
man
that shit come off the top.
I need them, bro.
I just need the song. Just send it to me and tell me, yo, write a treatment.
Right.
And I'll write it for you in 2 hours.
Yeah, and then we can make it work and make it make
sense. I just want that. I don't even have to be. You can have your own interpretation of, you know.
Right. It's just to spark that idea.
Like, you know, I understand the creative process, and
when
you have multiple people involved, creative people involved,
bro,
you can't be a dictator.
And I feel like my creativeness is yearning that, right? Like yearning, wanting to create with these groups. Like even when I see Tinesse and them, like just to have that little aspect of, like, even if it's two people, like, you know what I mean? Like just to have that consistently, like it's four of us, five of us, like, coming together and like, hey, we should do this. Throw this. Oh, that would be dope. Boom. All right. Next day, we working on the next step in it. Like, you know what I mean? That don't always happen like that. You know what I mean? Like, people, you come together and talk about ideas, but that's literally the easiest part of the process. That's the easiest part, you know?
Yeah, talking about it.
Talking about it is the easiest part.
Everybody
you know?
Has and, ideas, but.
Yeah. And yeah, bro. And so. And just knowing how to execute the idea, too. Like, that's another thing that I had to learn. Like, you know, like, people be like, hey, can you do this? Or if I had an idea and I'm like, oh, that'll be dope. But knowing how to get there.
It's different.
It's different, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, man, I'm just appreciative of the position I'm in right now at this very moment in this very second, bro.
So, I know you work with Chazzy Kate. Who else you working with?
Or just like,
he's still rocking,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's still rocking. Kayla Morrell, she
oh, with Gas.
Yeah, she fire, bro. She fire because it's like,
I met her before. I was in the studio with her, actually.
It's kind of different, like, the way, like, her music is. Like, it's, like, urban, but it has this poppiness feel to it that it could be, or universal feel to it that is just like, I don't know. It's like
she's getting a lot of people. She's getting a little bit of traction.
Yeah, and she do, and you know, that's one of the persons about the, you know, working correctly and knowing how the artist should work and just like knowing, like, you know, they learn it too, but they understand it, like the process and everything like that.
What is her, what do you think is going to be key her to thing. Her next step? To go
key to
the
her
next
step? Man, the key to everybody's step is marketing and visual. Visuals and marketing.
Marketing
period.
Meaning what?
Marketing meaning like getting your song, distributing your song and videos to the right platforms and making sure you're getting the benefit of, you know, the benefit, the residual benefit from that, right? Mm-hmm. Like, for me, it's different. The only residual benefit I could really get is, like, from YouTube, right? If I wanted to take all of their work and mm-hmm. put it on my channel and get my channel popping and do that. Now, I've thought of that, you know what I mean? But at the same time, I was like, I didn't want it to just be music videos, you know what I mean? Because once you, now the fans, they, them type of people is looking for that type of work, right? But it's marketing, bro. Like, making sure when you drop a song and you have it on, like, you got your platform, you got the back end of that mm-hmm. already ready, like, you know what I mean? And I've got homies that, like, do it the correct way, and they not popping. They just doing it the correct way, and you can see the results when they're doing it the correct way. You know what the correct way involves? Money. Mm-hmm. You know?
Oh, 100%.
Allocate your money in the proper, at these proper resources to get your music on scene. Period. Mm-hmm. That is their job. Like, it's too much music out here for you to just be like, oh, I'm dropping July 1st. And then you just drop the song, and then you just drop on Instagram. Then you just be like, oh,
consistency,
a Facebook post.
Consistency is so,
which is
so
cool. Important. That part of it is cool to, like, you know, but it's too much knowledge out here for them to not go put your goddamn shit on Apple Music or whatever. Whatever you got to do to get, you know, your residual benefits. You know what I'm saying?
That's why a lot of artists get lost or forgotten because they're artists.
Yeah.
They're not, like we were, like you were talking about earlier, you're not like the whole business side of things.
Yeah.
Because marketing, that's where.
That's a whole nother. That's a whole nother field.
That's a whole nother field. So when you're doing it, when you're wearing all the hats.
Yeah.
You can go in the studio and record 10
Knock
songs.
Out easy.
In one night.
You know, but when it comes to that business.
Well, yeah. Are you gonna put as much effort into that? Because in order for you to have a career,
you got it.
And I talk about this all the time.
Music is only like 15%, 20%, maybe, probably not even that.
That's the easy part.
Like,
is making the music is the easy part.
That's the easy part of that stuff. So, like, you know, like the people I work with, that's what I'm saying. I've been grateful enough to work with certain people who understand that, and they moving in a different way. And you could tell just by like the interaction of like how they want that stuff.
But it's also just like
the questions
they're
asking.
When you're up and coming, I just think you gotta kind of be reckless in a sense, but you like don't be over calculated. I've met a lot of up and coming artists that's so over calculated. Like, bro,
I feel it.
You're nobody. Like, I love you to death, and I'm talking to artists that like I like. It's not. I'm not trying to down your grind or nothing, but I'm just saying you're nobody, and you have to recognize you're nobody.
Right.
So don't be trying to do over-calculate every step.
I think some of them artists get a little offended with that because they
well, because they're delusional. Because which a lot of artists are, and you should be, and we're all delusional because we're human.
Yeah.
But when it comes to artists, they
it's hard to step outside of yourself, and when you're making certain moves.
Yeah, and there's a false sense of entitlement that plays in part where it's like, oh man, this dude popping, he's whack.
I'm saying
I'm way better than this fool.
You know what I'm saying,
or whatever the case is.
But
then that false sense of entitlement sets in. It's like, well, the music game is an opinion based game,
right?
And you don't have the majority of opinions on your side.
So
it's not like it's not a competition. Because it's art. It's not, oh, I'm better than them. It's just they resonated with more people.
Right.
And they have more people's opinions than you do.
Right.
Whether it's good opinions or bad opinions, usually it doesn't matter. But they've have more attention or more opinions
right.
in their direction.
That's a good
and
view
don't.
On it. Yeah,
you don't. It's not a competition thing.
But to how to get to that process is putting out a bunch of stuff.
Like, a lot of content. I think
and
that's why
people,
I say just be kind of be reckless and shoot
for
the stars.
Yeah,
shoot for the stars and just keep shooting. Just fire, 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 fire. And
but I think the strategicness come within that, though, too. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You have to be aware of what you're doing.
Yeah. So when you dropping, if you dropping every week, okay.
Yeah.
Drop every week for your 6 months or whatever, and, you know, videos, whatever you're doing. But just be, like, be cognitive of, like, you know, the steps to do after that. Like, you know, and I get it. Like, to say this and then do it is two different things. Mm-hmm. But just to realize it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Being aware of your plan of how you should move. And that's what most artists that I've came into contact with, just visually, not even judging on them, like just seeing what they did. And like, you know, people come to me and they just shoot the video and then they drop it like the next, as soon as they be bugging to get their video, hey, is it done? Is it done? So they can drop it tomorrow. And I mean, and nothing really happened for the both of us. Like, you know, I mean, well, I got a benefit out of it for doing it and creating it and getting paid, but like,
I think a lot of artists, up and coming artists, you just shouldn't be releasing music yet.
Yeah, like it's,
you know, you need to stay. You need to just go.
It's
to the,
development, bro.
Take a couple months and go in the studio. A couple months.
Find your sound.
Find because if you just, it's just like, come on, man. And then a lot of artists have to just be honest with themselves that they're not that good. Especially when it comes to music, they're just, I hear you.
You
either sound the same. You got the same subject content matter, or you have the same image. You have the same everything. It's just a copy paste, but on a you're like the great value version of such and such. You know what I'm saying?
It's
like you have to be honest with yourself in the sense of you shouldn't even be releasing music yet. If you really want to do music, you'll work towards it.
Right.
You know what I mean? You'll have pride in the product
in
the product you're putting out.
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem to be people, you know what I'm saying? It's like I want to go. I made a decision.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, just wanting to be that artist and get that love, like that, like I understand that, like, you feel me? Like,
well, it's just
people
like,
just want to create.
So accessible.
It's so accessible. It's a couple hundred, dollars to you know, get a song. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's not that hard.
It's not.
You know, the process is so easy that it's so oversaturated.
Right. And that's the same thing with the videos.
Which is a good and bad thing. Good and bad thing.
Yeah. And that's kind of how I'm feeling with the video world too. Is it's like, you know, like my homie just bought a camera, but I walked him through what camera to get and everything. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Right. But like, the fact that I'm teaching him the game to be able to do exactly the same thing, like, and I get it. It's levels to, you know, who really doing it and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? But I just look at that aspect as like, man, that's what made me want to tell better stories with my work, so my work can stand out regardless. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I've always tried that. That's why, like, I'm probably over critical on my art. You know what I'm saying?
Sensitive about your shit.
I wouldn't say sensitive, but I'm just saying over critical in the standpoint, like, oh, that could have been better. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that's why, like, each visual I've dropped, I feel like each visual was better than the last. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, man, I forgot what I just went off tangent for a little bit. What was I stating?
That these artists are whack. No, I'm just playing. This wine got me a little warm.
Yeah, bro. I'm a little heated too. But I'm about to.
Let's wrap it up, man. You got any shout outs? I don't really do shout outs, but I'll give you.
I got a shout out to Tinesse, man, the guy, the goat, for
there
real.
He is.
I got a shout out to you, man.
Thanks,
I appreciate you and
our
friendship,
do it again.
Bro. It's grown ever since, you know what I mean?
100%.
We started working. And then even on the work side to personal side, you know what I mean? And
you always, like, been solid, bro. You always,
man,
been solid.
I like to think so, man.
You know
I
mean?
Like to think so.
Yeah, I wouldn't have you here if you
weren't. I'm still working
trusting
on myself, too, you know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to be more, like, you know.
You're an awesome person, bro. I appreciate you being here, man. We'll do it again for real,
because
I feel like there's a lot we didn't talk about. But
it seemed that way.
We'll get
that
to it again,
That was a long
again,
combo,
man.
It seemed like.
Yeah. Well, so any other shout outs or you go?
Shout out to GLD.
There you go.
No.
That's a good way to end it.
You feel me?
All right, thanks, brother.
Blessings. All right. Yeah.